Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Special Collections Associate in the Thomason Room at Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University. Our topic today in our podcast is Place Names of Walker County. Did you ever wonder how places were named? Walker County has some very unusual names. Many are obvious to their origin. Blackjack, Pine Valley, Oak Grove, and Sandy are named because of the physical surroundings. I will take a few of the more unusual names and give possible reasons they were thus named. Gourd Creek in southern Walker County is a spring-fed creek. The early settlers could fill their gourd dippers with this refreshing water. Gourds were very plentiful in the area. Waverly was named by Maxie Lewis for Sir Walter Scott's Waverly novels. Lewis was very fond of Scott. Winters was named for James and Rhonda Bell Winters, who arrived in 1832. Thomas Lake Road was named for the Thomas family, who came from Selma, Alabama in 1854. This is near the landing on the Trinity River where the steamboats loaded cotton from the nearby farms. Bethy Creek was named for John and Elizabeth Bethay, who settled in the area soon after 1830. Tacky Ridge is the humorous name for the Carolina community. Shockley's Chapel was named for Reverend William Shockley, a Methodist minister, in 1853. Kittrell was named for the pleasant William Kittrell family. Dr. Kittrell was an early physician in the area. Osceola was named by Samuel Calhoun in 1845. This area later was named Tuscaloosa. The Calhoun Ferry crossed the Trinity River near this point. McAdams Community was named for the family of John McAdams, who settled the area in 1836. It boasted a post office from 1888 to 1917. Manning Brimberry was named for Revolutionary soldier Mark Manning and James Andrew Brimberry, who married Manning's granddaughter. Smith Hill was named for James Carroll Smith, who, along with his brother, S.R. Smith, was an early merchant in Huntsville. The Smith family lived in the area of this hill. Rogersville was named for Colonel Micajah C. Rogers. Colonel Rogers sold land to the freed Negroes, enabling them to build homes. Bedi was named for the Bedi Indians, who were native to this area of Texas. Cook Springs was the area where the William A. Cook family settled in the mid-1800s. Crabs Prairie is located on the Cook Survey, but was probably named for Hillary M. Crabb, first probate judge of Walker County. Ferris Chapel was named for Ferris Chapel, Tennessee, former home of Hezekiah Ferris, a very early settler of the area. Martha's Chapel was named for Mrs. Martha Almira Palmer, wife of A.C. Palmer. It is believed she was the first person buried in the adjoining cemetery. Some have suggested it was named for Martha Robinson. The early Robinson settlement was named for settlers William and Elizabeth Robinson, who arrived in the late 1830s. Four Notch got its name from the notches cut in the giant live oak trees at the entrance of the road. Possum Walk is believed to have gotten its name because an opossum walked down the center aisle of nearby Union Hall Church during the service. Moore's Grove was named in 1848 for brothers Absalom A. and James W. Moore. There was never a store or a town here, but a church and a school. Along Tilly's Tap, several switches were established. Some remembered are Barrett Switch, Townley Switch, Patella Switch, and Kelly Switch. Early settlers often named the newly settled areas for themselves, a nearby landmark, or a place they once lived. As soon as the newcomer found a place to settle, it had to be named. Some of the other interesting place names are Goose Paddle, Frog Joy, Wolf Hill, Lick Skillet, Goshen, and Bath.